So, you know, in honor of the Ryder Cup, because, well, I mean, guys, you know me and the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, how much of it did you watch this weekend?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I don't know.
Probably.
6'9", as much as I probably thought I would. 6'9", 5'16", 20, it's a trivia question.
Uh-huh.
The first U.S. Open Men's Golf Championship, where was it held? 6'9", 5'16", 20.
Wow.
6'9", 5'16".
Not sure I even know that.
20. Really?
The first one.
Yeah, and if you really think about it, it would make sense. So anyhow. Consider the kind of people who were playing golf in 1895.
Well, let me see.
6'9", 5'16", 20. We got prizes for you if you know the answer to that. We have a joke. We're going to do a joke this morning. You know, hello, what's the answer?
Would it be New York?
No, it wouldn't. Thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Pennsylvania.
Nope, thanks.
You want the state or the name of the course?
No. Like the state.
Oh,
no.
The state.
Yeah. Well, okay. Two down, 48 to go.
They probably weren't naming the courses in 1895.
Oh, I think so.
No. Hi, what's the answer?
Boston.
Nope, thanks. 6'9", 5'16", 20. Again, consider the kind of people playing golf in 1895. Yeah. And it would kind of make sense as to where it is. The U.S. Open, look at Tom. You can hear him. Can hear him in there.
No, that's Chase.
What's the answer?
Washington, D.C.
Nope, thank you. 6'9", 5'16", 20 for trivia. The first U.S. Open Men's Golf Championship. What's the answer?
Georgia.
No, thank you. That's good, but yeah, I don't think Augusta was going yet in 1895.
Well, the city probably was. But
probably was. Hey there, what's the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to guess the state of confusion.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for the call. Hi, what's the answer?
The Florida.
Nope, thanks. 6'9", 5'16", 20. What's the answer?
North Carolina.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Illinois.
Nope, thanks.
Everybody's doing it well except for that last man. They're saying East Coast.
Yeah, they are, which makes sense, okay?
It does
How's
make
that for
sense.
A clue? Hi, what's the answer?
Delaware.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Rhode Island.
That's it, it's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, do you know where in Rhode Island?
Newport.
It's Newport.
Newport.
Right.
Yeah.
See, because that's where all the rich folks would go.
Yes.
You know, so it makes sense, right?
Exactly. They'd wear their spikes in those mansions.
All right, so who's this?
This is Tony Giletto.
Tony Giletto. Spell your last name for me, Tony.
Giletto.
All right, I got a pair of tickets for you for the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Cool, thanks very much.
Starts this next weekend, and you can go any weekend you want.
You know where we're located?
I sure do.
All right, very good. There, thanks. All right, thanks, Tony. I forgot to ask if Tony was a golfer. Dang, I didn't know. But anyway, 1895.
And I've even been there.
Well, how about this? All right, maybe I've got a question that would be a little more common. You want to do another trivia question?
Sure.
Just back to back? I mean, you know, give away some Renaissance Festival tickets. And what state was the first Hooters opened? 6'9", 5'16", 20.
Birds of a feather.
6'9", 5'16", 20. Well, in fact, that happened on this date as well.
Did it?
Can you imagine? They share an anniversary.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
The men's open and the Hooters. What's the answer?
1980.
No, what's the answer? What state is it in?
Oh, Illinois.
No, thanks. Hi. What's the answer?
Alabama.
No, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Yeah, it's Clearwater, Florida.
That's it. It's Eno City and State. Outstanding.
Woohoo!
I guess that's something to be proud of. Yes.
That's right. My wife's going to be really proud.
Do they have like a historical marker there? Do you happen to know?
I'm just well-traveled.
Yeah, okay.
Well-traveled. That's an interesting adjective to use in reference to yourself.
Do you remember that guy who he wanted to go eat in McDonald's in every state? I don't know. Have you done that with no, never mind. All right.
Did they have T-shirts that said First Hooters?
Yeah, there might be one
Probably
in my closet.
Probably so.
Could well be. All right.
No, I didn't ask you if you bought one. I just wondered if they had them. You're a little TMI there, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Who's this?
Is John Jones.
Oh, yeah,
of course
sure
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Smith was too obvious, wasn't it?
I'd give that name, too, if I were you.
Yeah. All right, John, I got a pair of tickets for you to the Renaissance.
Go ahead and
Festival. Pick
them up under that name. It'll be fine.
All right, thank you, man. Perfect. See you later.
Yeah.
Off air. Now, what's your real name?
I just think it's important for us to be able to relate to the wide spectrum that is our audience, after all.
Yeah.
No reason to get all snobby and uppity over there on the golf side, and there's no reason to get on down there to the wing joint. I mean, let's talk about there. So that's two
apologies
things.
To everyone who might have been going to play golf today. Now you're snotty and uppity, according to Scott.
No. Back then they were.
Pot, right. Kettle.
Yeah. All right.
You walked right into that one, pal.
Police in Germany have charged a guy with making sheep noises in the middle of the night.
Really?
What were the police doing listening to that?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't they have anything better to do?
Were they? Apparently, are they outside the bedroom?
Apparently they had no choice. 49-year-old man charged with bleeding like a sheep and doing other animal impressions and keeping his neighbors awake. Huh. Police showed up, asked the guy to quiet.
Can I hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Here we go. Guy showed up, and the police showed up and asked the guy to quiet down, but they say he just kept baaing. Then he allegedly resisted arrest. Apparently, extremely inebriated. They had no choice but to throw him in jail.
Know.
That's it. Because had he been stone cold sober, there's no reason he'd have done that.
If he just wanted to make him mad, you know, he could have just.
7:44. I promise this, men. We are officially off the hook.
Please to share.
I will. A good husband understands that women often get confused by stuff that doesn't matter, like the unwashed coffee cup sitting in the sink for days. Few wives understand that it isn't that we see the coffee cup and choose not to rinse it out and put it in the dishwasher. Fact is, according to research, that neural link between our eyeballs and brains actually keep us from seeing the cup. We don't see it.
Hmm.
It's not there to us. Researchers say the gender biology. How does that? Try that one on your wife next time, guys.
Honey, according to my gender biology.
Yeah, it's just gender biology. Anyway, the gender biology of why we don't see the cup comes down to this. Guys, we know this. It's the ladies who don't understand. We got a lot on our minds.
Yeah.
We got a lot of other stuff we're thinking about.
That's right. Well, I mean.
Now, does it mean that we're totally off the hook? Additional research shows that just doing one little chore a day, guys, are you listening?
Mm.
One little thing, fold a basket of clothes, something like that.
Aw, crap.
No, it's okay. It works wonders. I'm letting you off the hook. But at the same time, if that gender biology, if she doesn't buy the gender biology thing, which, again, I think is a beautiful argument.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you pick up your socks in the middle of the living room floor? It's gender biology, hon. I just didn't see it.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah, okay.